Charisma Quotient. I'm your host, Kim Seltzer, a dating and makeover expert, where I will help you build confidence, make connections, and find love from the outside in. I'm back doing another episode of Where Are They Now? And for those of you who haven't heard the first episodes of these series, I will recap. As you know, I coach a lot of people. And of course, you've heard me coaching people live on this podcast with my Coaching with Kimmy episodes. But I also have a ton of clients who I send off into the world after coaching with them. And it's always so amazing to me and rewarding when I hear countless success stories and read thousands of emails of previous clients updating me on how their life has improved and often how they find love. So I do these Where Are They Now episodes to inspire and motivate you by hearing what happens to people after I work with them. And whether that is on a podcast or working with them over time as clients, I hope you listen to these and get inspired by people's successes and know that success can happen to you too. And it all starts with a call. And today I am bringing on, oh my gosh, such a special guest, a man who I worked with. Okay, ready for this? Way back in 2015, who ended up finding love after working together. Now, what's so beautiful about this story and why he's here today is I had posted something on Facebook about me going out and working with a client, and I had a string of previous clients who posted right underneath that picture saying, oh, well, I remember those days. They're going to have fun. And this man was one of those posts. And this is the beauty of social media. This is how it's supposed to be used for. So I'm just so happy to hear that not only is he doing well, but he is still with the woman today that he met after working together. And I love stories like this because it shows the sticking power of when people not only coach, but just really do the work. Because again, I'm just the guiding light. It's up to people who sign up, do the work, and go through the light and the path that I set forth. So I believe, gosh, I'm just going to recap a little bit, that we met at a conference where I spoke with a small group of men and women on confidence and style. And at the time, he recognized that he needed a little help in this department. And as he was getting back out there after his relationship and had no idea how to date, he definitely needed some help with his style. I remember that for sure. And he can talk about that too. And confidence in approaching women, but also needed to work on finding his voice and demanding more for himself. I mean, he definitely was the quintessential nice guy. I say that in air quotes. And being a doctor, he found himself always taking care of everyone else first, and in turn, wouldn't always get his needs met. So as we started working together, I was helping this man practice standing up for himself and really seeing and owning his self-worth. And he ended up doing some private coaching with me where we went shopping and flirting to really help him gain that sexy confidence. And he got a whole new wardrobe. I totally remember those pictures, by the way, which I will post when I post this episode. And we began to practice being more direct with his needs, pacing things out with women, and leading more with emotional connections. And definitely the flirting piece. I mean, I remember doing that a lot while we were in our outing together. And his transformation was incredible. And he started dating up a storm and eventually met an amazing woman who he is extremely happy with. Here we are almost, 9 years later. And I guess this woman really is a different kind of woman and that he's ever had before, and obviously in a good way. And they're together now, and I will let him tell you the rest. So welcome, Scott. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Hi. Oh my gosh. Well, as I was saying previously, I was so happy that you got back in touch with me and just to hear that you're so happy with this woman. So I'm just excited to have you on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to be on.
Yeah. No, this is going to be great. Well, do you remember that guy that I described, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to like share a little bit more? I mean, those are just kind of the highlights, but I'd love for you to just share a little more of like who you are and where you were at that
Okay.
point. Yeah.
My ex and I, who and I get along really well with her now, as long as I don't have to live with her. We were matched in some ways and very poorly matched in others. And I am going to come right out there and lead with the fact that I have attention deficit disorder.
You
And
gotta explain. You gotta explain
yeah,
that.
I have it. It's ADHD or hyperactivity disorder for some people of our age and older.
Right.
I don't really have the hyperactive part, but I have something called inattentive ADD. It made me a very good emergency doc because of some of the traits that go along with ADD, like tolerate chaos, check. Manage multiple things at once, none of them all too deeply, check. Lock down into flow when you're really interested in something, check. That was that for me was critical care when somebody was really sick. And that it was it worked. It also didn't work in an employment status where I'd get bullied a little bit, I'd get picked on a little bit, I'd get fired for stuff that was just a simple misunderstanding. And that was happening at home. My ex used to motivate me to clean by enraging me. Well, that's not good for either of us. I had to get away from that. And I had just gotten away from it when I met you the first So that's where I was at that point. And I really truly didn't have any idea what style was. I one time went on a trip to Hawaii with my ex, and I packed wool socks.
Well, they were functional. They were socks. What did you know?
Yeah, there were
Yeah.
socks, and I was coming from Alaska where that's what I had, but. Yeah, that's where I was, and I wore a lot. I wore scrubs to work, so I wore pajamas all the time, and pajamas and a white coat. And you taught me about how clothing can change your personality, and I already knew that because the white coat meant a suit of armor for me. It meant that I had to have some self-confidence when I was doing that job where I didn't have any at home. So when I put that coat on, it meant something. And that really rung true in Adam's workshop. Like, whoa, I know where that fits me. And you taking me shopping and putting on some new clothes really made a difference for internally.
I remember I well, and I'll share a picture of that guy, but there's this vision I have of you with your white beard, and it was kind of disheveled, and your top was big, and you had pleated pants on. And the transformation when you came out of the dressing room with some of those like leather jackets and button downs and things that just fit your body, like you literally you were unrecognizable
That's awesome.
a good way, in a really
Yeah,
good
yeah,
way.
yeah. I felt it too. I felt completely different.
Well, right, because then you even moved differently, and I remember that even afterwards as we went out into the field, if you will, and started chatting with women and stuff like that, just your body language shifted too.
I'm sure it did. I've been trying to study a lot more about that as a business owner. Just lots of things about how to interact with people. And I'm sure that it did. I also, what ketamine therapy is, what I do, I take care of very depressed people, and I recognize a lot of those symptoms in myself from back then. I see it, empathize with it.
Well, actually, I wanna take that kind of part of your life when you were just feeling depressed and maybe not confident and that kind of thing. How was that hindering your dating life at the time? Like, what made it challenging for you with all that?
It made me come across as needy,
Yeah.
which often gets read as creepy.
I know
And
exactly what you're saying, but explain more because I think that's really.
when you are in a, lack of a better phrase, supplicant, needy position, you don't come across as commanding. You don't come across as anything that desires respect or deserves respect. And that makes people uncomfortable. And that makes all kinds of judgments about you that you either earn or don't, but if you don't want to wear that label, then don't act that way. And I guess realizing a few things, I changed my life around an awful lot from Adam's workshop. I started meditating. I started liking myself, realizing that I had problems, but everybody does. Learning to get grounded, learning to express my needs as just part of me being me, and that's still likable. And overall, realizing that I've contributed more, way more to society than an awful lot of people, and I should be proud of that. That's just made all the difference in the world for me.
Yeah, and seeing where your life is now, and we'll talk about that in a bit, it's so like awesome the transformation that you went through both outside and in with all of what you just said. And I think back then when we were working together, when I was saying in the beginning of the show of just that nice guy, I think that was part of it too, because I think your confidence was more about what you could do for others than really just who you are
It
separate from
was.
that,
It
right?
was. It was all about what I could do for others back then. And I still feel a lot of that, but I just feel like I have needs and they need to be met. If you want to
Yeah.
keep me around, then let's negotiate and let's figure it out. But they need to be met. Yours do too, and we can figure out how we make them come together.
Well, and the fact that you're stating your needs, I mean, that's huge, and not like just kowtowing to what other people want of you, but really like coming into your own and knowing your needs and what you're wanting, but then communicating that. And on top of it, that your self-worth is more than just what you can do for people. It's just you being Scott, which is huge. And I think that's what I started seeing turning, like as you were coming into, even just with your new outfits and just other stuff that we worked on together. But it's like, who are you separate from the relationship, separate from the woman, separate from the doctor? Like who is Scott? And it was awesome to see that transformation, at least from where I was at.
It felt awesome to live it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah, right. It's one thing to have it be a concept. It's another thing to live it. Well, I'm curious. So what were some of the like top skills you gained and used, like as we were working together, things that like maybe stood out that really helped you?
The idea of clothing giving you a place from which to jump.
It's like a vehicle that,
Yes,
right?
yes. I already felt that with the white coat. So it was very easy to assimilate into the rest. That's
Yeah.
probably the thing that I already noticed. I had self-confidence when I had the white coat on. And I realized that means that I just have the self-confidence.
Yeah.
I just need to utilize it in other ways and learn how to apply it. It pretty rapidly got me away from being creepy.
Thank God, because then you were able to meet this gorgeous woman in your life.
Yes.
Well, it is, there's, I call it costume confidence. There is scientific proof that when you wear certain clothes, it not only changes the chemistry of your brain, but it also interacts with your performance. They actually did a study on this in the New York Times where they had a bunch of doctors where they had them wear just street clothes, and then they had a bunch of people who were not doctors wear white coats. It's funny that you said that. And the guys who wore the white coats, who were not the doctors, were deemed as more confident, and they actually performed to the outside world as if they were doctors, whereas the guys in the street clothes didn't. It was really fascinating. And then they studied the brain, and they showed that definitely there was a shift that was going on in the brain, and they coined the term enclothed cognition, that when you wear certain clothes, it changes your performance. And so it wasn't just, like kind of airy fairy stuff. It's like, oh, poof, just put this on. But I think it like all worked together for you. But then I wondered, do you remember then going out and talking to the women after we went shopping?
Yes, very much.
What do you remember about it, and what helped you?
That approaching them and talking to them was a skill that I already had from approaching and talking to patients.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just needed to apply that.
Right.
Find something that's not threatening to talk about and get the conversation started. So, talk about the drink. Talk about the earring.
Right.
Talk about whatever's on TV. I think it was March Madness back then, so we started talking about the basketball. Talk about the grocery store. Talk about the fact that there's a bar in the grocery store, which was pretty cool.
I know, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a great place to sit, and they'd had that outside Nordstrom's. I would have probably not gotten divorced.
I know, department stores really should have.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just it. I think it's so, and thank you for sharing that, because I think it's so common where people get tripped up. It's like, well, I can be social and I'm very confident at work, and I'm not sure why I'm not in this area of my life when it's just me. And it makes sense, because when you're at work, there's a sense of purpose, there's a role, there's a script, it's a known entity. Like you know the drill and what you're there for. When that's all stripped away and you're literally just there in your street clothes and it's just you, somehow it gets harder. And you're not the only one. I mean, I talk about this all the time,
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
right? Like, so it's just you applying what you already had going on into this area of your life. Like, you were off and running. Like, and then I remember you just were having, the more and more we did it, the easier it became.
Yes,
And
definitely.
then, right. And then you just started like talking to women. Well, 'cause so what happened from there? Like, after that, our day together, like, do you remember then how it grew into then you finally landing this beautiful woman in your life?
I was in the process of trying to buy a bar. The short of it is that the paramedic I was working with was pocketing a fair amount of the money, and I trusted him and wasn't paying close enough attention. And Brandy was a bartender then. She had just gotten a divorce, and she told one of the other bartenders that she was going to tell me what was going on. That got back to my old partner who fired her. She and I joke about it. I remember following her up the steps at Cobblestone. So I was like, she's really cute.
I love it.
And I just couldn't ask her out because she was my employee, and I felt like that the power differential was too much. So Lewis fired her, and I'm like, "What'd you do that for?" And he goes, "Insubordination." And I'm like, "That's not a word that I can see her doing." And I had her number, so I waited about a week, and I called her, and we ended up going out and going to a restaurant a town over, and that's when it started.
Back then in that moment, what like helped you have the courage to approach her and actually ask her out? And like, what were maybe some of the skills that you gained that allowed you to have the confidence to do that?
I'm sure it was treat everybody like they're your friend until they don't deserve And that's how I was able to approach her and see if she wanted to meet up and go get dinner.
I love that. Well, and that's kind of like what we were practicing is it was all about, just practicing approaching with not caring about the outcome. It's just like, talking to everybody, flirt and have fun with
Yeah, don't
everyone, right?
internalize a rejection. You don't
Yeah.
know why they're rejecting.
Right.
You do not have a magic wand to know what they're thinking. So do not assume that means that you're not worthy. It may mean that she is having physical pain. It may mean that she has to pick up her kid in 15 minutes. There's a pile of things that it could be. And it's not, you're never going to really know. So I always thought that it was worth a second ask one more time if you're going to run into them again. And if they rejected you twice, then don't bother them. But she and I went to that restaurant, and the thing that actually I know that it kind of really scored the biggest points, I took her to a place that I wanted our bar to look like and act like. And she was like, "That's your goal. This is your goal for that place." And I'm like, "Absolutely." And she was very impressed with that. And that's where we came from there.
That's awesome. You know what I love what you just said is, when you're thinking about your self-worth and just even approaching somebody, and I mean, it really starts from that first moment. The switchover, and that's when I could hear that you had done the work, is that you stopped worrying about like the outcome of, oh, well, am I going to be rejected or am I good enough or blah, 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 like all those, kind of gremlins that a lot of people have. And it was like, no, you know what? I'll never know unless I ask. And it may not have anything to do with me. And it's like the resilience, like not taking it in as a personal thing. It's just like not the right time or situation or the person. And
Right.
that's huge. That's a huge mindset switch.
I'm sure, because I'm also sure that I internalized every rejection I ever had before that.
Yes. Well, no, absolutely. And that's why you ended up just like catering to everybody else's needs because you weren't as confident within yourself and your self-worth. So, again, the fact that you just had the moxie to just go for it with this woman who you found so attractive, look where you are now. Had you
Yes.
not done
I
the
just sent you a
work,
picture.
right?
I just sent you a picture from last
Yes,
year.
I know she's so
Good.
pretty, and I'm gonna post this when I post the episode, and you guys look so cute together, and I love this. Well, I think a lot of people are relating to what you're saying, and if somebody is listening to this and they're thinking, oh, that I'm feeling like how Scott felt way back when, where it was scary and maybe low self-worth and not feeling very sexy in their style or whatever it is, what would you tell them to help them kind of like get some help around this? Because it can be scary too.
What really pulled me out of it was learning to like myself. When I got COVID, it nearly killed me twice.
I did not know that. Oh my
The
gosh.
first night I was walking Josie, the poodle, and by the time I hit the end of that, I had to stop. I couldn't keep up with her. I was clearly admittable to the hospital when I checked my vitals, but I also knew There was nothing anybody could do for you. This was very early in COVID. I remember thinking when I go to sleep, I might not wake up, and thinking that I needed to tell my kids that I loved them. So I texted them both. I needed to tell my girlfriend that I loved her, and I texted her and woke up the next morning with my fever had broken. And I was at that point, from that point forward, I was grateful to be here.
It's amazing when something like that happens and you see your life flash before you and you start reflecting on, your life and the things that are important and also recognize the, that grateful part. It's also recognizing the things that you have and who you are in a positive light. 'Cause I think often too, when you're feeling down or in that low moment, you're focused on what you're not versus what you are. And yeah, that switch is
Comparing yourself to other people is the thief of joy.
really, it's true.
Really is. It really is. You don't know what they did to get there.
Right.
If you want to get there, then figure out how to do it.
Yep. Well, and here you are today. And you just told me a great piece of news off air, if you want to share now about you and your gal.
We're thinking about picking a date and getting married.
Yay! Which is so awesome. I can't wait to see the wedding pics. You better send them. And
Yes, I will.
we'll add that to this episode.
I'm thinking the Big Island.
What'd you say?
I'm thinking the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh my God, perfect. Actually, I just was there. It's awesome. That's a good call. Oh my God. Well, Scott, this has been really special. And thank
Yes,
you
it's been
for
great.
coming on and sharing everything. And I just can't wait to hear about the next chapter in your life. So truly, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
So thanks for joining me today. This has been the Charisma Quotient. I'm your host, of course, Kimmy Seltzer. And remember, you can build confidence, make connections, and find love from the outside in. And if you related to Scott's story and realized that you need to feel more confident in your clothes and body language to go out there and date, then I have something for you that will jumpstart this area in your life. And remember, because it only takes 7 seconds to make a first impression, and that impression can determine how potential dates see you and treat you. And that is why I want to help you look and feel your best so that you can attract what you want, both in your dating life and just in your life in general. My next interactive co-ed workshop is April 23rd, so it's coming up pretty soon. It's called the First Impression Makeover, which is about creating your own confident style and mastering body language for your dating success. And you're going to learn to feel confident in your skin, market yourself more attractively, and that, in essence, will attract potential partners in a very fun-filled experience. So just go to stophatingdating.com. That's stophatingdating.com to register, because spots do go fast, and these workshops are getting really, really popular. I do them once a month, and every month I have a different theme. And so if this sounds like something that you would enjoy, and we're going to interact with each other, so just start taking action in this area of your life and become the confident and stylish person you know you can be. And remember, working on you is working on your dating life. That's all for now.